You're hearing NAIDOC in the system, a day of celebration on Jailbreak. My name is Joe.
I see razor wires, I see the birds flying. There's not much to see, you know, but it's good to see our culture. We're on a football oval, a lot of mob coming in. Inside, the scenery is in here at Long Bay Correctional Centre. Hey, I'm Eddie Quinn. I'm from Moree, Dungaddy, and I just want to let you know about inside the scenery is in here at Long Bay Correctional Centre. Grass with a big circle of cement around it as an oval. We've got some weights, some of us to train. This is our exercise room. We've got
not much grass in the jail.
Not much grass in here.
A little bit of grass we get with. And bit of a luxury.
We've got two showers, we've got two toilets, a sink, we've got a phone out here if we want to ring our mob home. We've got footies and all that in there. We can all have a game of footy. We've got every single football team painted on the wall, from Queensland all the way down to the Rabbitohs. There's Queensland, New South Wales, St George, Sharks, Roosters, Broncos. What's that one?
Dragons.
Dragons, Warriors, Knights,
Eels,
Bulldogs,
Rabbitohs, Raiders, and the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Tigers, Storms, Titans and Panthers. A whole lot of them.
Yeah, so in the lead up to that,
some of the footy players, Greg Inglis and them, even though he's retired, but he's one of the boys from home. We see all these here, it'll be very good for them to see that, realise that they're in here and how much they're loved, and we look up to them, you know.
A lot of the boys get into the footy in here, and every night footy's on, and he's
banging loud, you know, banging the walls, and one fellow goes for one team, one goes for the rest. We have a laugh about it, you know, but it's good to watch it, you know. But only one team I see that's not up there is our Indigenous emblem. That's one thing I don't see up there, so in the future I want to see if we can get that. I used to play with Balmain Tigers. I signed for a four-year contract with Balmain Tigers. Out of everything, I don't see our Indigenous team up there, which is, you know, in the future it should be there, because everyone's helping to close the gap and reconciliation, and especially in here. So it's one of the main things that we worry about and look forward to in jail. Yeah.
Wow.
Has come up with a match winner with 40 seconds left, and the Sharks...
So, hey, my name's Everett. The content you'll hear on Jailbreak is unsuitable for young audiences and may offend sensitive listeners. I'm a Kamilaroi Manandangie. Manandangie is my grandfather's side. Gumroy is my grandmother's side. I got brought up beside Mananjali people, inside Mananjali families. It's great to have your company. Thanks for listening. Send a shout out to the Darug people and the Gadigal brothers and sisters out there. All the Bunjalung and the Eora people on the airlines listening. And these lectures know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. So sit back and relax, kick back and enjoy some of the music that's coming your way. This is and always will be Aboriginal land. This is 2SER 107.3 FM and you're with Jailbreak Sunday nights at 9:30.
Jailbreak's a national weekly prison radio program on the community radio network to a growing number of local radio stations from Broken Hills 2 Dry FM to Melbourne's 3CR, connecting mob caught up in the system.
NAIDOC's coming right to your cell on Jailbreak.
Hello.
How you going?
Good. Inside the scenery is in here at Long Bay Correctional Centre. Hey, I'm Eddie. There's a lot of us paying our respects to our elders past and present, and also we come out to do a gathering to all come together today to celebrate how wonderful our culture is. That's the first time I've danced since I was two. Before in jail, we get a good NAIDOC in here, so I don't want you to feel like if we've been getting left out in here. It's going to be good. We've got fire smoke coming, we've got the cooking coming now. One of the brothers were cooking for us now, which is good.
Yeah, there's a lot of crowd here today. Good turn up. Show support for the people that are, you know, not just the Indigenous people on the outside, but the people that are behind bars.
Yeah. All of us, you know. All we know is this, but it's a day out. It's a wonderful day they give us in here, you know. At the same time, we've lost many people behind these walls. No, it's good talent here, footy, boxers, especially shaking the legs, you know.
It's good because we're all from different tribes too, like all different areas, and we all come together and we learn the dances of the country that we're on to, respect the country, and yeah, it's good because we all get together and bring our culture together.
the best thing you worry about in jail is your culture. You worry about your culture more than anything. You know, your family. You worry. Like, we see a documentary of our elders on TV. We see them cry and we cry. We feel the exact same, you know. And that's the life we see in here, you know. I've been in for the last 10 years, in and out. I've lost everything. But the one thing I haven't lost is my culture. That's one thing that'll stay with me forever.
I want to say thanks to all the people that came out and supported us all today, showing that we're not forgotten and that, and we appreciate it, respect.
Yeah, I just want to say, my name's Ron. Just like, I want to thank everyone coming today. Thanks to Koori Radio for showing up, coming out here for a good day. I hope we can put on a good dance for you. And
stay smart, black and deadly.
Stay smart, black and deadly out there, people. Thank you.
Shout out to the South Coast. You want...
Yell out to my wife, Natalia. I love you, baby.
Shout out to Green Anchor.
Shout out to the South Coast mob down home.
And like I say, shout out to all my Muslim brothers out there, my Dungari family up at Kempsey, and also up at Moree. Love yous, peace out, and stay black and deadly.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be the MC for today. I got roped in at the last minute.
Well, you've always been the MC.
Yeah.
Hey, brothers, that's it. Nah, it's my absolute pleasure to be in here, boys, and be a part of the celebrations here. I've done it a few years before,
visiting the boys during the NAIDOC celebration, so it's a great honour that I can be here for 2019 celebrations. I'm here. Just want to acknowledge and let you know that we are thinking of you, boys, even though you are on a bit of a holiday. We are thinking of you outside those wars. The mob are thinking about you, and that's why we're here to celebrate this special day with you. I do also want to acknowledge some special guests here today. So all of our special guests, thanks for coming. Some of our elders, our deadly elders in attendance, thank you for also coming out and sharing this day with the boys as well.
Hey, I'm Eddie. I'm from Long Bay Correctional Centre. I want to ask you, like, the other night when we were meeting, you was two out in the cell. What we watched, David Goblin. How good was it, the NAIDOC treaty, what they played on TV? How we didn't worry about the big screen TV, didn't worry about all the money. All he wanted to do is live in the bush and live as a black fella and chase, eat kangaroos. And what mean you say, how good would that be still be living like that? I wish we was out near a campfire. I wish we get out, when we get out, we're on drugs, we're getting in the fast lane, but... You know, when we come in here, we really realise how much our culture, how much it really can help us out. We can go out and shake a leg for a living and make money off it, but we don't want to make money off it. We'd rather do it for our people. Live on the traditional way, you know, and rabbit-proof fences. That was a good documentary. It gives us too much hurt, what they've done to our black fellows, especially our stolen generation. I'm Dungari Gamilaroi. My dad's Charlie. He's from... I lost my dad last year. He passed away. I've been lost ever since that, you know, but... He's my strength, my heart, and my backbone. He's the man that created me to be the person I am today. I think I'm the eighth eldest. I've got 27 brothers and sisters. My dad, that's one thing I can say, he helped our tribe get bigger. I say I'm the seventh because I'm like number seven, so I say I'm number seven, you know. But the youngest one, my youngest sister, I think she's only four or five now, you know, and I just had a little baby boy as well to be champion. I've got something to look forward to when I get out to be there and show him the ropes and show him the right way. So I want to show him what I've been through, which is the right way. Chief, hey, it's radio. They want to know, they want to see what it's like for you.
Koori officer?
Yeah, I'm interviewing you now.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of you interviewing me, I'm interviewing you.
Yeah.
So.
Good to be a Koori officer, especially someone that can make some changes and has some influence with Aboriginal offenders.
Been looking forward to it all week. I love you and respect you for everything you've done for us here. Not many officers do it, but it's good we all try to close the gap together as one, you know? That's how we should do it. But
yeah, absolutely, mate.
We had to describe the scenery here, what it's about, you know, and what do you see in us gathering together, you know?
Look, I think it's good that everyone that comes into jail, they still get the opportunity to celebrate their culture, just like they do outside. To me, it's great to bring in people from outside to help you celebrate.
It's good. We look forward to it every year. Sometimes some people do muck it up for us. You know, it's good that we all come together as one. Like, there's other brothers from other different tribes or other elders come in and we all gather as one. I like that. If I had my wish now to be home, it'll be holding my son near a campfire. That's what I'd rather do, but we lose all them good privileges when we come here, you know. But thanks for to use and the rest of the officers supporting us, you help us do it, you know?
I'm
get ready for dancing, so you take hands.
So I just want to welcome everyone here. We're going to start. Uncle Danny's going to do the smoking ceremony, so we're going to be following him, and then a spirit dance with the animals. The last dance we're going to do the show off then is the dancers behind him while he's smoking, do the smoking ceremony, so I'll hand him over to him.
And thanks, Brother Ron. And again, it's a great honour to be here and be able to practice culture and share culture on this land. The brothers are getting ready, the dancers. Important part of what we need to do here today, what you'll see is their spirit come to life. Our old people watched that from a very early age in traditional times. But we still carry that spirit of them ancients that are with us today, whether it's in that bird that's calling to us or in that fire. All things that are with us have spirit. And so it's a common thing that connects us all. I ask the land. And it is about asking permission. There's a lot of different reasons for doing smokins, and I'll explain that when I get back from coming around and just giving you a little blessing.
You're here in NAIDOC in the system, a day of celebration on Jailbreak. My name is Joe.
This is Jailbreak on the Community Radio Network. Stay listening, stay tuned, and have a good day, people.
Hey, I'm Eddie Quinn. I'm from Moree, Dungaddy and Long Bay Correction Centre.
Ron, tell them to take a photo of us all right there while we're there. Us doing us dancing together.
So we're here on out at Long Bay Jail for the NAIDOC week, for the brothers. It's been such a good day, you know, embracing the culture. The brothers really need it. It shows that our culture's still alive with you know, our men incarcerated. So they're handing out paintings to give back to the community. Therefore, like the community that's put them on. Joe wants to say a few words. They've been doing a bit of dancing for culture, you know, really embracing the culture here at Long Bay Jail. So we handed out a couple of awards for the boys, you know, that are looking after themselves and being a bit of time, but they, you know, they're taking care of themselves, not mucking up, facing their consequences. We got a couple of footy players that come in, 200 footy players, young Indigenous players that are coming up. So now we're all just mingling, you know, and brothers, families and friends and the community. My name is Aaron McGrath. I'm a young Indigenous actor from Redfern, born and bred. I'm a Wiradjuri man, but straight out of Redfern. So I did a couple shows, like my biggest film was Jasper Jones. I did a couple TV shows for Redfern Now, Around the Block, Gods of Weed Street, Ready for This, Glitch. Glitch Season 3 is on Netflix now. I've never done this before, but it's a good feeling to come out and see and support the brothers. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what it was going to be like, but it's good to see faces smiling, you know, and embracing our culture, because, you know, we're the longest living culture on this planet. Now the boys are getting a big photo all together. A couple of the boys are painting it up after doing dancing. And it's a deadly big photo in front of the Aboriginal flag of all the brothers together. It's beautiful. They all just said Happy NAIDOC Week. You know, I got a couple of family members that are incarcerated, so I got to pave the way for the, you know, the next generation, and I'm already doing it, and I'm happy to be here and tell the brothers about my story and show them, you know, that you can always turn it around, you know, because I grew up in a life of crime. But, you know, like, it's either you take, there's two pathways to take, you know. You got one road and you got the other. You just have your life in your hands, you know, and I'm ready to do it for the next generation. That's what I do. I got younger brothers and sisters that, you know, I want to make sure that they choose the right pathway, and I can show them that they can do the good.
Yo, this is Harley, and I just want to give a shout out to all my South Coast brothers. Much love. Keep your head up, and all my brothers in blind bars, keep your head up, boys. Love yous all.
NAIDOC's coming right to your cell on Jailbreak. Black and deadly.
Shout out to all the Wellow mob. I'll shout out to my son, Ron, and my girl, Courtney. Doing it a bit hard, but it's good to come to NAIDOC Day, get back with the mob, and don't feel like we ain't in jail yet. When I'm back with the mob. Like, you've got like different mobs and that, like Rad, Camilla Roy and all that. We're all coming together as one. It just looks like all us family.
All boys in green. Barbed wire, big fences, four walls. What a pretty sight.
Food. Food.
Some grilled fish, some steak.
We don't feel like we're locked up.
We feel free. All is one.
What's that for? Somewhere else. And be happy if it was.
Oh, the best thing is about just coming out and seeing all the boys and that. You know, seeing all the brothers and that. Yeah, see all the boys you haven't seen for years. It's good, you know. See a few of the boys from the outside. Nate Smith and that come out. One of the boys, he's from the area. Aaron McGrath, one of the boys from the area. It's good just to see the boys come in, you know, especially when they're doing good and that. Because it's good for the culture, you know what I mean? It's good to see young brothers stepping up and that and having a go and doing it for the culture. And keeping our culture going, you know what I mean? It's mad. Makes me happy to see the boys. It just makes me happy that someone's doing something instead of doing crime and thieving and that. They're out there having a go. You know? So trying to make it in this world. Legit, like not doing crime in that. Hopefully when I get out, yeah. Who knows, you know what I mean? But hopefully, yeah. One day, yeah, one day I hope to be out there and do legit and maybe do something for the boys and that, like for the cause and that, you know? Just say, like, just keep your head up. This isn't a be all to end all, you know what I mean? You can get out and actually make something of yourself. You can do stuff to, you know, further our culture and make it stronger, you know, solidify it. Jail's alright, it's nothing like, it's alright, yeah, it's, I don't mind it, yeah, it's pretty good. It's nothing like TV and that. I wouldn't advise young people to come in. It's not as bad as it used to be, but yeah, it's pretty good, especially if you've got strong boys with you, and they help you out, the boys and that, if you've got a few good boys with you. I don't mind jail, I'm used to it now, you know? Yeah, it is sad, but I've been coming in now since I was a kid, so it's probably institutionalised now, but I'm used to it, so I don't mind it. I hope young boys don't come in. I want to have kids now when I get out.
The message for the young ones out there, keep going to school, mate. Don't knock off school. Give away the drugs. Don't go to the drugs, mate. They're not doing you no good. Learn. Try and get the elders to teach you the ways. That's the way.
What we need in jail. Learning.
Yeah, but we have got it, but it's only a certain jail. None here.
It's this much. We need this much. They ask us what we need to prevent us coming to jail. We need qualifications. Qualifications so we can use it when we get out. In here, we're not getting that. When we get out, we're going to rush around doing everything we've missed out on. We need more qualifications. Tradies. Carpentry, spray painting, plumbing, all of them things where there's always work. I've done part cert 3 in spray painting. I've done a cert 2 in small engine repairs. And I'm a cert 2 carpenter. Give me the rest of it. I can use that when I get out.
They're not enough education in jail.
They make us do programs that ain't helping us on the outside. I've been in for 13 years.
Go, you Panthers. All the best to my family in Weewall, my 5 beautiful kids.
We got some kangaroo, some barramundi, and some steak and sausages. Potato bake.
I want to shout out to my cousin and my mum and that, Pam White, Jack. Hi, Jack, Long Bay, Quixus. Yeah, NAIDOC, shout out to all the people and that. I was in one of the dances. I got a bag and a shirt. I'm very thankful for all our people.
Come over there, mate. Coming straight to you. I'm sure you mates out there listening and tuned in. I hope you're comfortable and sitting back in yourselves tonight, having a good chew. Enjoy NAIDOC week and enjoy the music and enjoy the show. And we'll be back after this.
Got me hep C treatment last week.
Too bad, bro. You feeling sick? One of the boys on treatment too, man, and he got real sick.
There's new treatments now, cuz. No needles, no sickness. Just swallow a pill a day. It's that easy. Never felt better in my life, cuz.
Serious?
Yeah, for sure, cuz. It's deadly new treatments out there. Cuz, you put your form in about the blood test for Hep C, cuz?
Nah, I don't want to lose my job.
Nah, keep you working, cuz. It's easy. Cuz, you know what to do. Put in a form to the clinic today, cuz. Say you want a blood test. It's that easy. Be blood aware. Don't bloody share. Boys in green say keep it clean.
If you're not sure how to clean a fit, check out the picture posters in your jail or the reception diary that shows you what to do, or ask a nurse at the clinic. It's a confidential service. In New South Wales jails, the bleach has been replaced with a yellow liquid called Fincol. It's used exactly the same way as bleach. It's important to flush all the Fincol out of the fit using cold water. Only ever use cold water to clean injecting equipment, as hot water clots the blood.
Hello to all your families affected by prison across the country. I'm Carmel. Keep your head up. We're all thinking of you.
Hey, sis, I heard there's a cure for Hep C.
Hey, true. That's real deadly, eh? Maybe we should go to the clinic and check it out. If you mob on the inside, ring the Hep C helpline, go see the clinic. If you mob on the outside, call 1-800-803-990.
Hep C, not for me.
This is 2SER 107.3 FM, and you're with Joe Break Sunday nights, 9:30.
And I'm Wes. This is 2SER.
Hi, it's Jack, Long Bay, Quixus. Yeah, NAIDOC, shout out to all the people coming out today. And
all right, let's go.
Walk around that way.
Bubba Twain. All right, I'm going to go around the Long Bay Correctional Centre. The boys, brothers want to say something? Any of your brothers over here would like to say something?
Already said something before, my brother.
Right. What about you, my brother?
Nah, same nigga.
Oh, he's fine. Here, my brother's over here having a feed, Nat. Would you like to say something, my brothers?
Shout out to the brother from Redfern.
It's fine. These are my brothers over here having a good feed. What do you think of the feed, boys?
It's great.
It's not bad.
Very nice.
That's the way, sweet. Anything you want to say, boys? You, my brother, call you like, yeah, you want to say.
Yeah, hey to the people at Foster, the Biripi crew, Peter and...
Yeah, my brother, you like to say something?
Shout out to the peoples in Bree Warner.
Big shout out to all my Burke Warriors out there, Roger, kick them back Long Bay Jail.
Big shout out to all the family at Burke.
Say something, my brothers.
Best feed I've had since I've been in here.
Yeah.
Sausages, I had steak, I had some kangaroo. It was absolutely beautiful.
It's going to be the best dinner we have for a while, isn't it?
Fucking oath it is.
What about you, my brother? Would you like to say something?
Enjoy another day, my people. Because it only comes around once a year and it's a good celebration.
Shout out to the South Coast crew, Yawn Tribe.
SCB all the way, South Coast brothers.
That's the way.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to the brothers from Bono and all the tribe there. I'll see yous around.
It's a big shout out to all the brothers out there. This is Link from Long Bay Jail. Yeah, doing some time. NAIDOC 2019, over and out, boys.
I think I've changed the last couple of years in jail and stopped being violent because I've done like a couple of years in jail and I have changed to stop doing crime and that, you know. So I just want to change my life, you know. My name's Terrence, I'm from Tamworth. I'm Kamilaroi. I just want to say to all, I love yous and that. Keep strong, you know what I mean? I'm just getting out having a barbecue. Their boys is dancing, just having a feed. I'm probably talking on this microphone.
We don't get a chance to meet many people, so if we can get a chance to meet people and enjoy the day, well, then it just let the outside world know that we're not bad people either. I mean, like, he's another good gentleman right here. We're in jail, so it don't matter whether you're in here for a driving fine or you're in here for a bad crime. I love waking up every morning. That's good enough for me. Alive? Just to be alive, yeah, no. We're going to fill our gut with some ice cream at the moment.
Don't let me stop you from the ice cream. God,
you
no.
Scream, we ice cream, we all scream ice cream. It's about NAIDOC Week. It's about Aboriginal and Indigenous Day. We've got no other way to do it but just enjoy the day and be polite and respectful and hopefully that a good message goes out. Tracy and Renee and Raquel, my sister and my two nieces, and to the rest of my family, love yous all, eh?
Yeah, I just want to say to Ayla's dad, I love you, I miss you. Isa, dad loves you.
Yeah, I'd like to put a shout out to all my mates and like those listening. For a while, all my brothers who are listening now, going through some situations that I'm dealing with now. I'm in that prison, hard times, no time easy. Just chill and kick back, let my time flow. I've got 12 months to go, done 3 in. Long way from home, work, New South Wales. Nah, I've just been traveling around here and there, different jails. Never had time to settle in. What I'd like to be doing now is like be out with my family instead of being in and out of prison for my life. All my brothers in jail that support me with my, knowing that I only got support in jail with my brothers' families, huh? Some reason I come back. Now that I got my two daughters out there too, that's a big struggle for me too, now that I'm coming to jail and they out there stealing and stuff, huh? Carter never grew out of it yet. Nah, just for adrenaline. I want to get out, try to stay out, try to make a life, get a job, bush mechanic. Now I do my own stuff, fix cars, motorbikes. Now that's our day today, NAIDOC day. It's pretty good, you know. All the brothers getting together, faces now, familiar faces. Now we're all meeting up together. Like, I've never seen one another for years, huh? We've all seen one another now. It's good, you know, to see one like brothers seeing one another again, you know.
Yeah, Jack, my name's Ron, I'm from Moree. I just want to send a shout out to all the boys up at Kempsey. Happy NAIDOC, love you all. I'd like to send a message to my wife, I love you. Good day today, all the boys turned out good. There was no issues, led the dancing. It turned out to be a good day today. I'd just like to thank all the brothers for coming, all the brothers here at Long Bay. Send a farewell message to all the brothers and sisters, especially all the sisters out at Palawa. Send you a song, love you all, and take it easy. It feels strange being out in Overly after 23 years, coming out here and practicing dancing and up with the boys and coming out here. I feel weird. 23 years is a long time. Getting through it, just keep occupied, keep your mind occupied, no stressing out. Just keep going and looking at the culture side of stuff, like painting. I took out paintings and that, do the Aboriginal art, keep mine ticking over, so yeah, it feel good, you know. Yeah, I done paintwork over there, that's the yellow one. Yeah, the footprints are there, where the elders are taking the young boys as they initiate them into being a man. and you've got three different colour, three different dancings at night. One's blue and white, the other one's red and yellow, and the other one's got stars and the tribal dancers in there dancing around. The circles with the white dots, the black dots with the white dots on top is the elders leading the young warriors to be initiated into adult, you know? Patterns on there represents the area from where I'm from, represents the tribe. The boomerang represents the weapon that we use for hunting. Come out in the NAROC week for 23 years. I haven't been out here in 23 years, so it feels good to come out here and especially come out here and dance and show my appreciation to the elders of this area. It went good. I didn't expect it to go this good, but it did turn out perfect the way I thought it turned out, and I'm happy that, like the fake Kathy Ryan, for organising it. So everything ended up turning out real good for me, you know, so I'm appreciative and yeah, I'm over the moon that I can get out here and do this and show people that, you know, like, we're still in jail, but we're still learning our culture, making our culture. You got to, like, be strong in your mind, not to stay out, or not to come into jail. Don't stay out, you young fellas. Go to school, get your education. Go to Tribal Warrior, go and see Shane Phillips down in Redfern, especially all these young boys in the Sydney area that always getting in trouble. Like, go see Shane Phillips at Tribal Warrior there and say, listen, I'm going down the wrong path. I'm heading to jail, or I'm heading to the boys' home. Stay out, brothers. Don't need to come in here. This is the voice for all the young fellas out there. Take advice, don't come in here and get yourself in trouble, you know? Like I've been in jail all my life. No, I've been in jail since I was 12 years old. So, yeah, I've been in juvie since I was like 12 years old, right up until I was 17. No, first time in jail when I was 17 years old, and I've been in jail now for 23 years, you know? Like it's no good for us young brothers to come to jail, because, you know, sometimes when us young fellas come to jail, we lose our culture. It's not no fun in jail. Young fellas out there these days need to stay out and listen to the elders, listen to your mum and dad and go to school. Get an education. Don't come to jail. I've got to take my own advice too, you know. If I had a family member standing by me, I don't think I would have come to jail. I lost my father at a young age. If I had my father behind me, I wouldn't be anywhere I am today, because he would have taught me right from wrong. The message to all the young brothers out there, please stay out. Don't come to jail. It's no good for you. Take it from me, I'm like old, you know, I'm 42 years old. The time I get out, I'll be at least in my 50s, you know what I mean, when I get out. So I come in young, I'll get out as an old man. I grew up in Moree with my grandmother. My mum and I gave me to my grandma when I was a baby. I never spent much time with my family. I was always in and out of jail, in and out of boys' homes, in and out of jail. Big impact on my life. Didn't even get an education. I had no role model, like an adult role model to teach me these things, no. Spent 23 years in jail, it does muck with your mental state, and that, you know, you're always thinking about family out there. You can't go to family funerals. Yeah, I am a different person, being locked up for my, like, all my adult life. I can't read or write, never learnt anything about my Aboriginal culture. I want to learn more about my culture, more about where I'm from, you know, from the Moree area to Gamilaroi area. I want to learn more about that, you know, like, being in jail is starting, making me realise what am I doing with my life. It took me 42 years to think like that, you know, like, I should be out there learning my culture, not like sitting in here. 23 years it took me to realise, oh, why am I doing this for, you know what I mean? Why am I in jail? Like, I should have been out there with family. I should have been watching my kids grow up. I never watched my two sons grow up, you know. My sons are 25 and 27. My two sons are locked up now, you know, and I feel bad about that. I wasn't out there to teach them to do this. I don't want you to go fever. I don't want you to go get yourself in trouble. Get an education. Go and get a good, nice job, you know what I mean? Learn about your culture. But I didn't teach them that because I was locked up all my life, you know what I mean? And I do take responsibility for that. You know, I should have been there to teach them, but I wasn't. I haven't even seen my sons for a long time. Last time I seen my sons, they were babies, you know what I mean? It was only 6 and 7 last time I seen them. I'd like to keep in contact. It makes me upset and that, you know, like hearing from family and that. Just want to send a like message to my wife that I love her. She's always appreciated, you know, she's always stand by my side. She's been with me for 2.5 years and she's stuck with me, you know. She's a soldier, you know. Yeah, I married her while I was in jail through, got to know her through letters and visits. So I was appreciative of her coming to visit me, and I still appreciate her today, you know. She's a beautiful wife, a beautiful girl. I love her dearly. Oh, we've done it over the phone. Yeah, we're going back now, so I'd just like to send a message out to my wife. I'll ring her as soon as I get back to wing. Love you, my baby. Thank you for coming out.
Why don't you tune in again, same time, same day, here on 2SER, the same network next week.
Jailbreak's produced by Kate Pinnock at Sydney's 2SER on lands of the Gadigal people. the traditional custodians. Jailbreak pays respect to their elders, past and present.
Why don't you tell me what you think of Jailbreak? You can write to us.
Write to Jailbreak, 2SER, PO Box, 123 Broadway, New South Wales, 2007. Great having your company. Until next time, take care and stay strong.
Take care and